First look, machine motion from Venture. It's rare that I am caught off guard by a new product. Being a tech writer, I tend to have a reasonable grasp on products that are on the horizon. So, when I was asked to write a first look article on this new product, I can confirm that it is as much of a first look for me as it is for many of you. And I must admit, I am fairly impressed. The machine motion platform from Venture is kind of like a development board, in a box, designed to streamline the design and realization process for automation engineers. What differentiates this system from a traditional development board or microcontroller is Venture's focus on developing an app ecosystem that can be shared with other users. The company appears to be very keen on developing a community, much like GrabCAD and Thingiverse have done for 3D printing, except the community is focused on machine design, rather than 3D models. The unit itself, pictured above, is a 3-output machine motion controller supporting 3 NEMA 34 stepper motors. It comes equipped with IP connectivity, an integrated Linux single board computer, 3 stepper motor outputs and 9 sensor inputs. The unit is ready to use right out of the box and features user-friendly color coding on the connection ports, reducing the number of exposed connections you may be accustomed to when using development boards or even breadboards. The unit itself weighs in at a fairly robust 7.4 kilograms, as it is constructed from steel, and measures in at 144 mm by 282 mm by 377 mm. So, that's what it does and what it looks like. How does it work? Users start by connecting the unit to a PC, via USB or Ethernet cable, and then browse their way to the Venture website to access the machine apps library. It's all done via browser. Users can then find an app template that is best suited to their automation needs and download that app directly to their machine motion unit. Using a downloaded app, users can control and test their machine designs right from the browser. Venture reckons the whole process can be done in just a few minutes, which sounds preferable to spending hours on mechatronics calculations and formulae, shakes fist at Pierre-Simon Laplace. The best part is that designing automated equipment is now as simple as designing non-automated equipment on the Venture platform, François Giguère, head of automation at Venture, said. At the time of release, there were 4 free apps available on the Venture website. These were 1, 2 and 3 linear axis controller apps, as well as a control center app. The library is planned to grow the selection of available apps once the community begins to design and share more apps on the Venture website. To ensure this community is accessible to the broadest audience possible, we intentionally stay away from proprietary controller languages and chose a JavaScript framework, Giguère continued. This means that anyone with basic web development expertise is susceptible to learn the ecosystem and contribute. This also means that lower cost options to develop proprietary automation software are about to emerge. So, what kind of machines can be developed with this system? So far, some cool projects have emerged, including industrial scanners, robotic arm extenders, reliability test benches and assembly tables. Venture plans to include portable power sources in its app library, which will, in principle, enable users to design mobile robots as well. Personally, I would love to get my hands on one of these and try my hand at manufacturing some CNC equipment. One of the biggest selling points for me is that, once you've finished with a design, you can just unplug the connectors and reuse the system with minimal headaches. Is Venture about to do for automation what the 3D printer has done for manufacturing? Only time will tell. The unit costs a reasonable $1,567.17 and is available now. Actuators are purchased separately. To learn more, visit the Venture website.